esteemed Washington Post reporter Bob Woodward has published a new book about President Donald Trump. Woodward, along with reporter Carl Bernstein, helped uncover the Watergate scandal that led to President Richard Nixon's resignation. The Post published sections of Woodward's new book on Tuesday. It is called Fear, Trump in the White House. It examines Trump's first 18 months in office. The book will go on sale September 11th. It is already among the top-selling books on Amazon. Fear describes how Trump aides reportedly steal papers from the president's desk to keep him from taking quick, thoughtless actions. The book quotes Chief of Staff John Kelly as saying, "He's an idiot. It's pointless to try to convince him of anything. He's gone off the rails. We're in crazy town. I don't even know why any of us are here. This is the worst job I've ever had." Kelly denied the reported quote in a statement Tuesday. He said, "The idea I ever called the president an idiot is not true." White House Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders dismissed the book, saying it was full of false stories from unhappy former employees to make the president look bad. Trump later tweeted, "The Woodward book has already been refuted and discredited by General Secretary of Defense James Mattis and General Chief of Staff John Kelly. Their quotes were made-up frauds, a con on the public. Likewise, other stories," end quotes. Woodward is a Dem operative? Notice timing? In the book, Woodward writes that Trump's former lawyer, John Dowd, feared the president might perjure himself if he answered questions for special counsel Robert Mueller's investigation into Russian election interference. The book describes how Dowd reportedly set up a practice session for Trump and told the president, "Don't testify. It's either that or an orange jumpsuit." In a statement Tuesday, Dowd denied saying that, adding that there was no so-called practice session. Dowd resigned in January. The book says Secretary of Defense Jim Mattis compared the president's behavior to that of a fifth or sixth grader. Mattis released a statement on the book Tuesday night. He said he never said about the president the things the book claims he said, nor did anyone in his presence. The book also claims that Gary Cohen, the former director of the National Economic Council, said he took papers from Trump's desk to prevent him from withdrawing from the North American Free Trade Agreement. The Washington Post says Woodward's book was written from hundreds of hours of interviews on deep background, meaning the information could be used without saying who provided it. The book also reportedly used meeting notes, personal notes, and government documents. Also on Tuesday, The Washington Post published audio of Trump calling Woodward last month. In the recording, Trump says he was surprised to hear about the book. Woodward tells Trump that he had contacted many officials in an attempt to interview Trump. I'm Katie Weaver.